Our first reading today comes from Isaiah 61, 1 through 4, and verse 10. The prophet Isaiah declares in this morning's excerpt that there is great joy when we know and do what is right. This scripture was powerful in the time when the Babylonian exile was over and the Hebrew people needed the words to express their praise and thanks. And it was powerful when Jesus used these same words to refer to the heart of the purpose of his ministry. Salvation from oppression and the joy of God continue to proceed through the ages hand in hand. I would invite you to read responsively with me, and the scripture is on the insert. God has sent me to bring good news to those who are poor, to proclaim release to those held captive, to announce a year of favor from Yahweh and the day of God's vindication. To give them a wreath of flowers instead of ashes. They will be known as trees of integrity planted by Yahweh to display God's glory and rebuild sites long devastated, neglected for generations. Planted by Yahweh to display God's glory, I will joyfully exult in Yahweh, who is the joy of my soul. The Psalms that we're going to be looking at today, 126, was also written during this same time period of Israel's return from the Babylonian exile. And it is somewhat of a lament, and it was written in the style of praise after the exile is over. Psalm 126 refers to the almost unbelievable joy of returning to the homeland. When the Lord restored the fortunes of Zion, they were like those who dream. Then our mouth was filled with laughter and our tongues with shouts of joy, that it was said among the nations, the Lord has done great things for them. The Lord has done great things for us, and we rejoice. Our third gospel reading of Advent is from the gospel according to Dr. Luke. The account of Mary visiting Elizabeth is the context for the description of joy that resides even in the midst of uncertainty and possible harm to Mary. The young pregnant woman at the margins of society, she believes that with her whole heart, that the child in her womb is just as the angel had declared, a gift from God, of God, the holiest of matter. Luke chapter 1, verses 41 through 55. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the child leapt in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit and exclaimed in a loud cry, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb." And why has this happened to me, that the mother of my Lord comes to me? For as soon as I heard the sound of your greeting, the child in my womb leapt for joy. And blessed is she who believed that there would be a fulfillment of what was spoken to her by the Lord. And Mary said, "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God, my Savior, for he has looked with favor on the lowliest of his servants. Surely from now on, all generations will call me blessed. For the mighty one has done great things for me, and holy is his name. His mercy is for those who fear him from generation to generation. He has shown strength with his arm. He has shattered the proud in the thoughts of their hearts. He has brought down the powerful from their thrones and lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things and sent the rich away empty. He has helped his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy, according to the promise he made to our ancestors, to Abraham and to his descendants forever. May God bless this reading, hearing, and understanding of these three passages from his holy word. Amen. Let us pray. Father God, we are thankful that we have this opportunity once again to come and to worship you, to come and sing your praises, and to hear what you would say to us this day. Now, Lord, help us to be present in this moment, to hear what you would have us to hear. Open our minds, our hearts, and our souls up, for it is in Christ's name that we pray. Amen. So, we have been talking about being present, being right here, right now. And over the past couple of weeks, we have talked about how hard it is sometimes to be present, totally present. We have all of these thoughts running around in our head. We go from thought to thought to thought. Especially this time of year around Christmas, our thoughts are, what am I going to get Spencer? What am I going to get Aridia? What am I going to get Glenn? What am I going to get Greg? Greg's easy. Greg gets a new pair of shorts. I'm sorry. I tease Greg because I'm envious. Because he gets to wear shorts and, you know, I've got to always wear pants. But anyhow. So we have all of these things running around in our head. And on top of that, we have all of the cares that we have, making sure that we're taking care of the kids, we're taking care of our spouses, that we are making sure that we have the resources to have food, have clothing, have clothes on our backs. And again, it is can be very distracting, because that's what we think about. So how can we quiet our minds and to be present in the moment and be present for our God? We talked about this in the small group this morning, so I'm going to share a couple of things with you. What we're trying to do is we're trying to quiet our mind. Not forget everything, but just be quiet. Get things out of the way. And the easiest way to do this is to breathe. There was a Buddhist monk that has a video on YouTube called Quieting the Monkey Mind. You know, monkeys are all over the place grabbing this, 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 and this. If you focus upon your breath, breathing in and breathing into your belly, which is, it's a little different than breathing into your chest. If you simply concentrate on breathing in and breathing out, breathing in, breathing out, you're going to quiet that monkey mind. And you're going to have what I call a clean slate. You've pushed the cares to the side. You haven't forgotten about them. And then the next thing that you can do, when I do this, when my mind is quiet, I feel the presence of God. I feel His presence in my head. I feel it throughout my body. Now, it's not that God has, and Jesus has ever left me. They're there. I'm just ignoring them. So by pushing all of this aside, I feel God. And then the next thing is I start talking to Him. All those things that I have pushed aside, I go grab one. And I talk to God about it. A lot of times, all of these cares we get really confused with, and we're hopeless. How am I going to do this? How am I going to get this done? And you start thinking about all the ways. And when you talk about it, whether it's in this case, talking to God about it, or if you talk to someone else, you're focused upon that, and you can take and think about, okay, well, I could do this. Okay. All right, I got this other thing. Let me compare them. And all of a sudden, you at least have a path that you can take and that you can go forward with. You know, there's a lot of people say, you know, and I say it too, you have to listen to God. Well, yes, you have to listen to God. But the other thing is you need to talk to God, because it's important. It's important because He can help you work things out. And if you have worked things out, it's not on your mind as much, and then you can be more present. You're not thinking about that. You're thinking, you are able to be in the moment. And there's other ways to be in the moment. One of the ones that I like is to always be in the presence of God. Everything that I do, everything that I say, I am doing it with God. Now, what happens if you're able to quiet that mind and you're able to be present in the moment? Well, number one, you know, you're calmer. You can take care of stuff a little bit better. But you're also present for God to do something through you, to do great things through you. Some of us shared how we're just out and about in the world, and we are pushing our buggy in Walmart, and we come up and we're waiting in line, and we talk to that person that is next to us. And we kind of said, sometimes it's like you saying, hello, how are you today? And at the same time, you're opening a spigot within that person, and all of a sudden, you get their life story. In your head, how many of you get annoyed when that happens? Yes, it can be annoying. But it's also because you're in that moment, because then God can say to you, hey, I want you to talk to this person. I just want you to say hi. And I want you to shut up, and I want you to listen. That's one of the easiest things to do, is to simply listen. We have been talking about the Advent gifts. We talked about hope, which is again, this is the basis for the other three. Then you have peace. And today we're talking about joy. Being present with joy. Now, when you think about joy, what comes to your mind? Is it you sitting in a chair? Is it you being still? Or is it you, praise God, praise God, He is so great, joy to God. Yes, expressing thanks to God in everything is spreading joy. But that's not the only way that we can spread joy. Joy, as we saw, allows us to do great things. For example, the lady in line that is all of a sudden pouring her life story out. Afterwards, you can, at least for me, you can see a burden has been lifted from that person. They have perhaps a little bit more hope, a little bit more peace, and a little more joy in their lives. We are called to be fully alive in the Spirit of God. Bill Gaither and Gloria Gaither have a song called Fully Alive. Fully alive in your Spirit, Lord, make me fully alive. That, my friends, is what we are called to be. We are called to be fully alive in the Spirit. We are called to be present in the moment. We are to take the gifts that we have been given by God. Okay? Hope, peace, today joy. Next week is love. Okay? These are good things. It's good to have hope. It's good to have peace. And it's good to be joyous. But again, my friends, we are not called to hang on to it. If you're afraid that, I can't give out hope because, you know, that's going to lower my hope reservoir. Let me tell you something. If you give out hope, if you give out peace, if you give out joy, God is there with the divine pitcher, or whatever you want to call it, and He keeps refilling. You'll never run out of joy. And if you're never going to run out of joy, again, that means that God wants you to do something with it. You're probably all wondering, what the heck is Pastor Tim preaching on being present during Advent? Why? Why is he doing that? What's it got to do with Advent? Well, I'll answer this question. It's probably better answered Christmas Eve, but I'm going to answer it now. It's because all of these gifts that we have are all because that little baby boy, born to a poor girl, not to a king, not to somebody in power, born to that young girl and to a carpenter. Not the best profession for prestige, but because of Christ's birth, which we are getting ready to celebrate next week. Because of that, we have enough joy for ourselves and enough joy to spread it around like a 4-year-old spreads around peanut butter. So go forth and smear joy on everyone and on everything. Amen.